saying thanks to flood heroes on CFM with Aquasana.
CFM.
Hello?
Ha-ha! Ha-ha! I've got you! You gorgeous woman, I've got you at long last.
I know, I'm so sorry, I've just been busy working.
Hey, not a problem. Where do you work, Samira?
I'm working at Primark.
You've no idea why I'm calling, have you?
Nope.
No, okay, well, as you're probably aware, and I'm sure you're very much aware, as is everybody, we're just coming up to the first anniversary of the floods.
Yeah, that was a bad time, yeah.
That wasn't good, was it? Not good at all.
Not at all.
But we, on the positive side, are looking for some flood heroes. And we've been asking people to contact us and nominate people that they thought were heroes during the floods, during the horrible occurrence of the floods. And a lady by the name of Sandra Allen has nominated you.
Oh, my God, that's my mum.
Is it your mum? Right, okay. Well, it's understandable because you are a lovely lady. And we're looking for one each day this week, our five final people.
Yep.
And you are one of them, Samira.
Oh, brilliant. I wouldn't go to the extreme of hero-like, but that's brilliant. Thank you.
Well, you say that, but that's just typical of your personality. I'm going to read you what your mum has written about you. She says, I would like to nominate a secret angel of our area.
All right.
For years, Samira has been helping other people, helping with various charities. When the floods happened, you collected food from the community for the flood victims. You collected advent calendars, blankets, and all sorts of other ways. And basically, you were helping out people. And you are a single mum working two jobs, and you haven't got a lot for yourself and your family. But Samira is so unselfish and humble that she would rather go without than see somebody else suffer.
Oh, God, that's lovely. That is lovely. I'm getting a bit emotional here. I wouldn't go to the extreme of an angel or anything. I'd rather do without. I'm more than humble. I've got enough on mine. You know, as long as I've got a roof and food on my table, I don't need anything else. So. Mm.
What sticks in your mind most about the floods a year ago?
Obviously, my main concern was about the children getting up and they didn't even have an advent calendar or... You know, it was just a horrible time for people. I wouldn't like to think my daughter would ever go through that in life. So,
what is your inspiration? What is your motivation for being the nice person that you are?
Well, my motivation and my inspiration was my mum. You know, she was a single mum working two jobs, bringing up four kids. I'm sorry. And she did her best to provide for us. You know, put food on the table. We didn't have the best of things in life, but we didn't need the best of things in life. We had our mum to support us and, you know, eager us on to what we want to be in life and tell us, you know, that there's always other people that are worse off than you.
Samira, it's a little thank you, and this comes from everybody at Aquasana at Centre Parks, just outside of Penrith.
Brilliant.
We're going to send you there, and whoever you want to take with you.
Thank you.
You can go for the day. It's there's a sauna there, there's treatments, there's lunch on us. It's a pamper day. It's on Aquasana and us here at CFM to say thank you for being a beautiful person, and
thank you
for being one of our flood heroes.
No, not at all. Anytime. Thank you very much, though, for that. That is really, yeah, it's lovely. Thank you.